What's up, Matz Balls? It's me, Greg. Oh, man, I'm having some bubbly water. It gets in the brain. You know, Andy, you ever have that? Ever cross the line, get in your brain?
Just with what's up, Matzo Balls, and then, oh, man, you got to assume every audio listener was like, I guess Greg's the only one here. Oh, man, I'm just sitting here alone. I'm just hanging out.
I'm waiting for everybody else to show up for the podcast. No, don't worry. All your favorites are here, all right? The Island of Misfit Toys is back to the brim with one-eyed Betty's and three-toe Billy's.
One-eyed Billy and three-toe what?
Betty.
One-eyed Betty.
Three-toe Billy.
Right?
Three-toe Billy. Yeah.
Andy, that's a shirt. Make it right now. What's up, everybody? This is the Kind of Funny Podcast. You made it. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Are one-eyed Betty and three-toe Billy, are they brother and sister?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Okay. God. Siblings are dating. Andy Cortez.
I'm sorry. Kind of funny. Yeah, Andy Cortez, it's a question.
I want to have extra questions onto that. Mm. When you say three-toed Billy, does like, because you think about it, you have five toes on each foot. Yeah. So is it only?
Yeah. No. He lost. He lost seven toes. He's got the big toe. Okay. He's got the big toe on his right foot and just the two left ones on the left.
That's right. That's right, Kevin. That is right. That is right. He's only got three toes and they're spread out like that. Of course, Andy Cortez from kindoffunny.com is also known as the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Pleasure to be here, Greg. Absolute honor to be here with you.
Your shot looks different. Is it closer today? What are you doing? You got something going on here?
Is it?
Let me see what's happening over here. Let me make you a little bit bigger on my screen.
Yeah,
there,
it looks like maybe you moved your camera a little bit more to the right.
Whoa, no, that's too far. That's too far. Because like now your head's bigger than it is in real life. Because I'm on the widescreen and I have you expanded because I wanted to look. And then, yeah, look, there you are.
There you are.
Well, do it again.
You can see every one of them pores.
Because like, for the record, that's how wide your head is right now on my screen.
Okay.
That's a big old Andy head. You know what I mean?
Got it.
So Andy, do you want to talk about? Oh, there it is. He's got more of his little.
I don't want it.
I love it. I love this.
I never wanted to be king. I never wanted it.
So
it's great because the color of Jon Snow's skin is just so pale compared to you. It doesn't match at all.
Well, no, I'll tell you why. I made some modifications to the lighting setup I have. So this light giving me a little bit more yellow light, a little bit more of the warm tones here. I kind of vice versa flipped it.
I get it.
Vice versa.
Andy, now before we go any further, I'd like to address something that happened yesterday. I want a glimpse inside your mind. And if you know the natural comedian you are, possibly the comedian of our time. So lately we've been getting a lot of P.O. Box stuff. All the popular kind of funny people have been getting P.O. Box stuff. And so yesterday, Jen and I drove around and delivered stuff to all the people who are popular. Yeah, so like we went to Kevin's house, we went to Tim's house, went to Andy and Barrett's house, went to Fran's house even, just dropping off, went to Blessing's house, of course, just dropping off things people had sent to all the popular members of Kind of Funny.
Yeah, the funniest of
them all. I missed the text message. I must have.
No, it's just hilariously you didn't get anything. No one sent you anything in the P.O. box. It's fucking weird, dude. You know, even Joey got stuff. Crazy. We're one step away from then sending my mom stuff at the P.O. box. Anyways, I hit up Andy and I was like, hello, and this is the form message I sent out to everybody. Hello, this is the Kind of Funny Postal Service. I have a thing for you, either from a fan or PR. Will you be home between 2 and 3 to receive it? Also, please remind me of your address. Andy responds, yes, thank you, and then gives us his address. Uh-huh. So I'm puttering all around San Francisco, tossing these things out to all the popular Kind of Funny members.
They're puttering, pattering around, yeah.
You know, the ones with fan bases that everybody really loves, all the shows.
Yeah.
And like, there was stuff for Snowbike Mike. I got a mail to Tahoe now. It's weird. You know what I mean? Alana had a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
Damn, anyways,
Alana, she was, yeah.
I have
like a bad habit. But that's okay. keep giving her stuff.
So I had Jen. I was like, she was, you know, in the seat. I'm like, can you text Andy? He's next. And I said, give him ETA 10 minutes. So Jen types in ETA 10 minutes, and then Andy responds, "Fuck yeah!" and then in all caps, "Nice man." And we laughed about it for the 5 minute ride. Then it nice took man. The man out. Fuck yeah, nice man!
I was excited. I didn't know what it was going to be.
What was it? I don't even know what it was. You know what?
It was gifts from our friends at 6-1 Indie, formerly Kinda NYC.
Sure.
Some merch of theirs. Now I'll tell you what, I haven't opened the merch yet because it was a box the size of an Amazon box, and you know me, I gotta be in a million places at one time.
Oh,
right,
man, I got a dance card.
I got deals over here. I got book deals. I got deals over here and more book
contract
deals,
negotiations right? too. A lot of contract negotiations
constantly.
Week.
Yeah. That's why I was really late to last Tuesday's stream.
Oh, it's funny. I heard you slept through it. That's what I heard.
No, I was dealing. Me and Tim are dealing with contract negotiations. Yeah. But anyway. I get this box from them, and it has at least 17 layers of tape around it. Mm-hmm. And I get through one of the layers and then try to flip it open, realize that there's just too much tape to do the forceful pull. And so I kindly put the box in my closet and got back to watching The Expanse. I will get back to opening it. This sounds like a very disrespectful thing. I'm sorry. It sounds like very dismissive. But no, I actually wasn't watching The Expanse. I was something else really, 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 really important was happening. Anyway,
you watching football?
That's my story.
How good football against, game? Do you go up good against that Monday. Tape? That just extra layer of tape, you're like, and you think it's going to be a clean tear, but then you don't get all of it. You're like, this is, I don't need this today.
It's scary. Yeah.
I just hate when they use the packing tape that has that smell to it. You know, the cheap packing tape where it's like, why? What the hell is that?
I tell you guys a story.
Smell?
Me and Kevin, when we were packing up boxes for the studio, every roll of tape we bought just wouldn't stick. Like it was like we would put it on the box and then we'd look over and the box like a fucking ghost was coming out from it. We just open up slowly and we're like, oh, what? There was tape on the fucking thing.
Now, this brings me to an interesting question for the group here. Of course, rounding out the quartet, Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best Baby Blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. he's wearing a very nice t-shirt that I can't identify. At Tim Gates.
It's Ruby.
Oh, that's cool. I know.
Oh, wow, that's Ruby, a nice
Ruby
shirt.
Pride shirt. I love it.
It's a really nice cool. shirt.
That's a beautiful I want to give a shout out to you before you go on too far, Greg, for just the opening where you called us all matzo balls. That wasn't something you planned for. That wasn't something that you were ready to do. Yeah. We heard you crack a second before you did it.
No,
and right. I don't know if the audience got to hear that too, but it was during the little dude. And right at that final death, we just hear Greg go and then just get into it. What's up?
Now, here's the thing. And the answer may surprise you. Do you know why I started laughing there?
No,
Greg,
because I had the split second decision of I'm like, you know what? Let's get into this. Let's have everybody strap in for a real kind of podcast. You know what I mean? Where we're falling and you open up the parachute and all it is tin cans. I was like, that's the kind of podcast I wanted. So I was going to say, what's up, fuck faces. And then in the last second, it was like a pump fake, Andy, where I was like, oh, wait, you said that before. Like, what else? What can you say that sounds like fuck faces?
That sounds just like it, Greg. Sounds just like it.
What's amazing about Greg is it's like Greg's like a storm, right? Where you hear the thunder first before you see the lightning.
And that's you have always, an idea of the energy you're gonna get for this podcast. Just,
you hear the laugh first, that wheeze first, and then you're like, it's coming. It's coming. And then he says it. And Greg, this is absolutely a compliment to you.
Sure.
The laugh beforehand is always as funny, if not funnier, than whatever's going to come afterward.
Yeah. Sure.
Because
sure.
we all it's like giddy with anticipation. What's he going to say? Is it going to make any sense whatsoever?
Well, because it's always an adventure. You know that it's either going to be making fun of somebody or something completely out of left field, which is 99.9% of the case.
Yeah.
In this case, we had matzo balls, one-eyed Betty, and three-toed Billy is what we got on that one.
And then 10 hands from a parachute.
2021, kind of funny.
I'm not, you know, tooting my own horn here or anything, but it's rare that I surprise myself. And one-eyed Betty and three-toed Billy, they snuck up on me. That's one of those where I do scare myself. One of my case, that's like, you know, you're sleepwalking, you look down and you have a knife in your hand, you're holding it by the blade. That's where we're at right there. You're like, fuck, this could have been Portillo, you know? We've all been there.
A lot to unpack in that.
Holding it by the blade, he said.
The blade.
Kevin, what's the scariest thing you've ever done when you sleepwalk?
I don't I don't sleepwalk. I don't really want to get into the things I do when I sleep, though.
Well, now I need to know. I need to know. You know
just
what I mean?
Guys, do the math. Don't question things. Just let it happen. Whatever the nastiest thing imaginable is, it's probably some variation of
it. Why do I think of moose for some reason?
And I don't know.
I don't know.
It might be similar, but it might not be. We just don't know.
Do you guys do a lot of sleep talking?
No, but the other day I had a nightmare. And I apparently said something. Yeah, I don't normally have nightmares.
D, help me.
You know, we're living. No, I can't remember what I said. And I just remember waking up to my wife, to D, being like, you okay? I'm like, what? Did I just scream? And she was like, yeah, you did. It was one of those like, oh, I remember it. I remember exactly what happened. It was the weirdest fucking thing. I was like in a normal setting. It was a great dream. I think there was Starbucks. I was like, everything's going great. And I opened a door. Andy, like you would go into one of the houses in Warzone, like Verdansk House, right? Okay, where it's kind of dark for a second and your eyes need a second
to adjust. A while to adjust.
And what is the what is the horror series with the little kid with like the black eyes and like the mud that comes? Maybe the Grudge. Ring? The Grudge. The Grudge kid just popped out at me and I went, ha! And then the next thing I know, my wife was like, wait, what just happened? And I'm like, I don't know. I was in a Starbucks 1 second.
And then the Grudge kid was there.
You know how we play Warzone, babe? Yeah.
Had a dream I went 0-14 in the war zone. That's what happened. That's when I was the nightmare right there. See, what I appreciate for a good dream is the jump awake, or like when you actually move. Like I don't like it or anything, but when you have that, like you're falling and you do that, like you like do that to wake up.
I hate those.
That happens all the time.
I hate doing that, but recently I don't necessarily talk in my sleep, Kevin, but I will have the moments of just making a noise that I guess is kind of talking, but like there aren't any words that you can really make out. It's just me going like something like that. Sure, and I'll wake myself up and kind of be like, oh God, I just said something in my sleep and I don't really know why. I don't know what the context was, you know?
Jen'll snap awake or still be in between it and she'll talk in French. And I think that's adorable. And I have no idea. She'd be talking shit about me. That could be how the nightmare's going. I'm not sure.
She's like, one day, soon. It's like a countdown. You don't know. It's like she wakes up and it's 14 days. The next day, it's 13 days. You're like, what's coming? I don't know.
Until we got to like 8, maybe 9, then I would understand it was numbers and we're counting down. Yeah. Beyond 10 is where I, because you start, when you get up in French, that's when my brain starts switching over to Spanish and it's just, you're Ocho and you're like, wait, that's not right.
No, that ain't really, right.
That, you know, and you got to bring it back down like that. We.
Wait, is we a number?
No, we's yes. I was telling Kevin yes.
But we, right? H-U-I-T?
I want to know. This is what I want to know. What's Jed doing back there? What's she doing back there?
She's counting in 10 now. But see, there we are. We're up to Deese. That 10, I knew that part. Yeah, all right. Kevin, while we're going through text messages, I would like to ask you about this as well. Again, if you're just joining the podcast late, maybe yesterday, all the popular people at Kind of Funny got packages, and I drove around San Francisco giving them to them. And then I also made my favorite coworker cookies, and that was Kevin. And so I texted him. I said, are you around for cookies/game delivery today? And Kevin said, oh, yeah, in like 45 minutes. And I said, oh, I need to bake them, so it'll still be a bit. I'll keep you posted. To which Kevin said, tight. Then he followed up with this. When you come by, are you just going to drop it off and go, or do you want to come up and have some cheese? And so I would like to know, Kevin, was the wine implied that there'd be wine with the cheese, or was it just going to be a hunk of cheddar?
Here's the thing. One thing I'm really proud of is my cheese platters. Uh-huh. Okay? They're very good.
Is this something you've been, is this a skill you've been kind of growing over quarantine, Kevin?
No, I've been doing this before. Yeah, I've been doing it. Tim's had it. We also do truffle popcorn sometimes, like they do at the, what's this one spot?
Elmo. Yes,
Elmo, that's right. Go ahead, Nick.
That was the Game of Thrones stuff you guys did. Or you used to do a watch party where you would do charcuterie boards and like cheese boards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do a lot of watch parties with charcuterie boards. We would do also the Shameless with Gia. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Yes, Nick?
No, my next question, we're doing a watch along Thursday. What Wednesday?
Signs
for my birthday. Are you going to have a cheese board in my honor?
I mean, honestly, the reason why I was asking Greg is because I wanted to get one. And like Paul's like, oh, it's too much. Don't get one. But if like I'm like, oh, they're going to come by, we might as well offer some cheese and wine. Yeah, it levels out.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say whenever the few times I've gone over to Kevin's house, he's very hospitable. And it is a very warm and inviting place. And it smells good. I just wanted you to know that, Kevin.
Thank you. That last part.
I think
part
Kevin has
a lot
of pride. I think Kevin has a lot of pride in.
The fuck's that supposed to mean?
In making a place look kind of presentable and.
Sorry, Andy. Thank you for the compliment, Andy. I just saw an opportunity to like be overly aggressive.
I love that. No, but I think Kevin, has a lot of pride in making a place look presentable. And Kevin's a very neat and clean person. Like the amount of times that he would walk by my desk within my first 2 months of working, kind of funny, and be like, what's this? We're gonna do something about that right there? And then I had to ask him, please stop doing that.
It's really annoying.
It's just the mind.
Nick, you do it too. What are you talking about?
Oh,
Nick,
no. Remember we had that conversation outside where I was like, do you think if I cleaned everyone's desks, they'd be offended?
And I said, and yes. Like,
yeah, I do. I really think they'd be offended if you just randomly clean their desk. I was like, all right, cool.
Didn't we
make like a policy to be like, all right, guys, you have to stop leaving like fucking cups and mugs in your on your desk.
Well, the problem with Andy's desk was, if you guys remember in the old studio, now it's the old studio, isn't that sad? Is that Andy's trash can was the place everyone threw things away, because it was like on the way to the kitchen or on the way from the kitchen. So it was always like, by the time you realized you had to throw something away, you were just right by Andy's desk.
I don't think that was Andy's. Like, I think that was just you being an asshole.
No,
right?
I think
no. I definitely would leave the studio with trash and be like, oh, close enough, and toss it in Andy's problem now.
and sometimes it would get over full, there would be an overflow. So you would kind of like have to find ways to strategize around it. So by the time I'd know it, it's like, God damn, I can't put trash in this trash can underneath my thing. But my desk was also the default drop off a mug of whatever and leave it there because I forgot it there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, because we all like talking to you, A. And B, I came up with just a great idea right now, Andy. So everyone else close your ears. Andy, you're at the new studio. No, Andy, you keep your ears open. You need to put one of those little nets on top of your trash can like they do, so like birds can't land on it. So when people try to throw trash out, it just bounces out back onto the ground.
That only hurts Andy. If I toss my fucking Starbucks cup there and it bounces out, I walk away. It's not on me anymore. I gave the old college a try. That's on Andy, you know?
That's very true.
As long as I'm not near a heavily trafficked hallway.
How close do you want to be to the bathroom this time around?
Yeah. I don't.
just so you know, like the way we're planning things, kind of everyone's going to be near everything.
That's fine. Yeah. It's just that, when activities would happen in the restroom, I was first affected by them.
Yeah.
You hit the gas hit you first, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got caught in the gas.
They would hit me first. And to where I had to, we had to make the rule of close the door, open the window.
Yeah. Turn the lights on so the fan goes. Wait a couple seconds.
Yeah. Just let it air out in there a little bit.
The new studio, thanks to the way it's been designed, fingers crossed, should have two bathrooms, and they'll be tucked away with a little bit of a wall. So, you'll be able to kind of get eyesight on them, but I don't think it'll be too crazy for everyone.
Also, they'll vent like to the outside, and there's no like windows close to that area that like lead to the inside.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it should be good. There are no hallways though. I mean, it's just going to be kind of an open area where, we all can just rebel house together and probably
a lot of hand-holding.
Turn it against him. Greg Miller from Kind of Funny.
Yeah. For the desk setups at the new office, is it going to be possible, like the one time where I crawled underneath Joey's desk and grabbed Andy's pant leg and freaked him out? Because that was like one of my favorite memories.
It's definitely going to be possible. Okay. Right now, we were talking about potentially grouping the desks to give everyone a little bit more space and have a little open feel to it. But if you'd like, we can bring in one of those 1980s coffin boardroom tables and have you sit at the end of it. And then when we look over, you just disappear and we don't know which one of our legs is going to get touched next.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Mm. I just remember looking underneath the desk and seeing a fucking Sasquatch-like figure.
and I was your boss. I'm your boss. God, that's the workplace I chose to make. Yeah. You know what I want to do? I want to just have free reign to crawl under people's chests and grab their legs.
Why not?
You can't put creativity in a box, Greg. You really can't.
You can't. You know what I mean?
You can't put it under a box.
Greg Miller.
Me undies.
He's been in a box before when Andy.
That's right. He scared Andy.
Right.
That was really good. That was a KFAF.
I wish, you know what I want for this whole episode? For us to just talk about the episodes and then it cuts to those moments. Whenever we're talking about how The Office looks back on their memories or whatever, there's always the shows that have the callback where it's just kind of a clips show. It's a review show in some ways. I'm thinking of, you know, Family Guy. They're sitting around. Remember when this happened? And it cuts back to an episode of like season two. And I guess The Office is mainly what I'm thinking of all the where Nick, if you don't remember, because you never watched the show, but Toby is suing, is kind of like suing the I think Michael Scott of the whole place. He's the HR guy that everybody hates, and he's the one often most harassed. And they're asking him, was there anything that Michael did that, you know, may have annoyed you in certain ways? And he's like, and then that's where the clips begin. And I would like do that here. If we can get like a really good edit down of Greg, what are some, you know, or Andy, was there anything that Greg did to annoy you? And I'm like, not really. And then it cuts back to all the videos of Greg recording me from across the studio laughing and being like, look at this piece of shit. He doesn't know. And then all the dance videos that you would do before I would enter the studio.
Sure.
Yeah, I think about those often. The video I think about the most, and it's just something that it doesn't really live any there. Maybe that's a place, maybe it now will live on the new Kind of Funny Plays YouTube channel, is the one where Kevin shaved his beard and surprised us.
Wait, there he is. Now he's back.
Oh, we're waiting for Roger. Roger's popping in. Oh, he
Roger, hey, it's Greg Miller. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Andy has requested that this episode of the Kind of Funny podcast be a clip episode where we call things out and then the clip plays.
So you just have to know where they are. Yeah.
I'm going to need you to just figure out where all the clips are and then also just do it live right now if you can. Just put in the edits you would make.
Yeah, not only that, but we're planning on going for 7 hours, so please be diligent.
I don't even know on what platform or device is the one where I grabbed Andy's pant leg from under the desk, but I'm going to need you to find that.
That's probably an Instagram story that no longer exists. So we'll have to recreate that, Roger. Shit, you can get under your desk and play both roles.
There's also the one on Twitter where Greg, you surprised me with the hacky sack.
Right.
And that was one of those moments where like, so you know what I mean, Roger, like we're not necessarily calling out, play the clip here. It's one of those shows where we're like, remember when Greg surprised Annie with a
flashback
hacky sack?
Episode.
Oh yeah. And then it just fades in, little cross dissolve.
Correct me if I'm
wrong. Remember, we called it footbag too. So if you're using search terms right now, as I'm sure you're working hard to get these clips pulled up, you can look for footbag Andy Greg internet and you'll find it.
Like, all right. That was when we decided to, for no reason, piss off the creator of hacky sacking.
Everybody who ran the footbag Hall of Fame. The football Hall of Fame.
Did we piss them off?
I know it was, we definitely did. We definitely did.
That one guy who we read about, like who dedicated his life to footbag when we were trying to get Andy into the footbag Hall of Fame.
You're trying to piss him
off
again.
He popped up and he was like, what's all this talk about footbag? And me and Andy were like, it's like when somebody yells at you and we just like walked away. We never engaged with the tweet. We just walked like, oh shit, they're actually paying attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, I was kind of scared. Go ahead, Nick Scarpino.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong though, but you guys, nobody likes the flashback episodes of these shows, right? These were designed to be like minimal effort of filming and then just reusing footage from the old episodes.
That's what Kind of Funny is. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was only better than that old Up at Noon show where we just straight up shot an empty chair.
That was a great episode. That was genius.
Just uploaded it.
Nick, honey,
I'll tell you what. That's when IGN had no rules. They had balls. Edge, they didn't care. They didn't care how much money they burned. They didn't care how many fucking sponsors they let down. That's what I'm talking about. Just film an empty chair. That was hot. That's when I went to Poe's wedding.
That was great.
It all goes back to Poe, you know.
If you watch all hour of that, you hear some comic gold in there.
There's a lot of it. Yeah. Drucker came in. He whispered.
Are you all in the background, just kind of like talking? I don't remember this.
I believe Greg said. I think we shot up beforehand, and you gave an intro and said, "I got to go to this wedding." So, and we were like, episode.
We're like 14. I was like, it was like episode 14 or something. I'm like, this show can run itself by now. And so it was just like then I left the desk, and then the Chirons for the jokes just kept coming up. And then it would cut to Brian where Brian should have been. And it was just a green screen and it had his bug. And then it cut to a fake interview and it did the cuts between the empty chairs. But while this was happening, it was like Nick was directing and then Drucker would walk in and be like, we can't, why are we doing this? Why? And Nick's like, we have to do it. We have to let it happen. And then Brian would come in and yell at him too and stuff like that.
Well, I think at one point it was like the joke became Drucker was like, because, you know, Drucker would always joke about like he was going to get fired all the time. And then it turns out he left us, like dropped us like a sack of potatoes.
Right,
but he was like, you know, I think Greg's doing an okay job. He's doing an okay job, but time. And so it was like jokes like that where we were just messing with, you know, giving each other shit and stuff like that, whispering. It was fun.
I'm checking here. You said you thought people don't like that. And looking through the live chat, yeah, Cameron Kennedy writes, I can't stand those episodes, so we'll stop. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for sometimes five best friends gather around these microphones, coming to bullshit about whatever it is going on in their lives and they want to bullshit about. If you like that, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can be a part of the show. You can write in with your questions, your topics. Of course, you can watch live just like the Lou is, Madeline is, PSW is, Joe Mertens is. Of course, when you're watching live, you get to watch live, you get the show ad-free, you get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every episode. Remember, there's now two Kind of Funny podcasts a week, thanks to your support on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. I have not opened my email in about 3.5 hours, so let's check, because I believe we have been talking about having, I'm opening the emails. Seems there's a confirmation here. There's not. Remember, we're still trying to make it so it's Austin Creed, WWE superstar, Xavier Woods on Thursday's Kind of Funny podcast when we record that live. I do not have final confirmation on that, though. So hold your breath, see what happens, and we'll get there in the end. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about some Patreon producers. We have the Patreon producers, Kieran O'Donnell, Steve Powers, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Alexander Noxel, and Bill I.M. You can be like them and support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Today, we're brought to you by youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's jump right into it. Tim,
you've been too quiet. How many toes do you think Bill has? Bill I.M.?
Bill I.M.? 11. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got an extra.
Wow. Yeah. Compensating. Okay.
Yeah, do you think that he's got three of the other Billy's toes just like on a string around his neck or some shit like that?
How did three toe Billy lose the other seven toes? The world doesn't know,
Can I tell you something, Greg? You just made me very nostalgic for your voice went high for a second there. You're like, I don't know. Remember the days we used to film Oreo Oration, because you would do the McElroy dip and 1, 2, 3.
Then you would
eat, and that eating sound, Tim, is now synonymous with me also being able to eat Oreo cookies, and that made me happy. Just
because we'd always get the leftovers. We were disgusting. Along, like, off camera, like
no, you don't even know. There would just be a plate with just so many different types of Oreos on it, and we would just take little doggy bags home, and it was the best. It was the absolute best.
At the time, I would drop Tim off and pick him up. So he would just be like, you want Oreos? And come out with a gallon size bag full of Oreos. And I'd be like, fuck yes. And then
that sounds awesome. It was great.
Yeah.
It's just one of the work benefits, right? Like, you got to work here and do this extra. You're not going to get paid for this segment, but free Oreos.
I mean, it's not the worst.
Some people took. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They got pizzas too. I never got a pizza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those were back in the days. Yeah. When I got my first YouTube payout of $100, I turned to Colin, Nick, and Tim like, all right, you guys want to break this up? And Tim and Nick were like, you can just keep buying us pizza when we come over. That's worth way more money than the $25 I would get right now. So just keep it. I'm like, all right.
It was a good deal for us.
You had your chance. Do your thing.
Good deal for us.
It was a good deal for us. It was a good deal. So anyways, Tim.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about a struggle I've been having in my life. And that struggle is try my goddamn best to be some type of healthy in some type of way. Gia Harris bought a Peloton
treadmill.
Which, like, for those that don't know, it's a workout program. She used to go to Orange Theory, which is a workout class where you go and there's instructors that kind of tell you what to do, and she'd go every day and you pay a ridiculous amount of money, but then you look good. That's how that works. But with this whole Corona thing, you know, obviously she stopped doing that. Most people stopped paying for gym memberships because you can't go. So a lot of that has turned to people doing like at home solutions. So we got this treadmill, which has a screen on it, which I'm all about, obviously.
Giant screen. It's fucking cool.
It's fucking cool. But you pay the subscription service and there's instructions. Greg Miller, what's up?
I have only seen the Peloton bike. Is there an image of the Peloton treadmill we could see, Kevin, that would explain a little bit? Because is the bike as the instructor? Like, I'm interested to see what's the instructor telling you while you run?
Dude.
So that's the thing, is on the treadmill, there's two dials, one on the left, one on the right. On the right, it's speed, and on the left, it's incline. So you'll do the different classes and they'll be like, okay, cool. Now we're going up to incline 4. stay here for a minute, and now we're gonna we're staying at incline 4, but we're gonna put the speed up to 10 or whatever, and like this is like, cool, you did it, now go back down to 5 and like have a little rest. Andy Cortez, what's up?
Is there a way for Peloton lady or man on the screen to say or to kind of override your treadmill?
No.
So you're manually controlling everything.
Yeah.
This isn't even it, is it, Tim? Because your screen's bigger.
Yeah, this is the small version. Oh. But needed a big one because me. But Gia would have been fine with the little one. But she was like, I'm going to get the bigger one to try to entice you to try this shit. And I was like, I'm going to fucking try this shit. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. But to answer your question,
Andy. UV lights all over it.
Of course. Yeah, that's the one. So there's a big screen, and then there's just all these programs, and there's live programs. So it's like there's specific times you can come and actually watch instructors in real time doing it, and they'll talk to the chat and like shout you out and like give you high fives and shit. Like it's like Twitch but working out. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would ever want to do that.
Wait, so this is live?
Oh yeah, they can see your name like it's like a Zoom call.
Shit! I thought it was just you watching a video of something.
So that's an option too. Like pretty much the live streams are archived, and then you can just. There's a whole bunch of different search functions and all that stuff where you kind of go in and are like, I like hip hop music or I like, you know, 80s music or whatever. And it chooses the music, there's instructors, what type of class you're trying to take, all that. And you can watch old archived ones or participate in live stream ones and kind of like hang out with people. There's leaderboards. They try to gamify it and all that shit. There's achievements. Andy, what's up?
Is this like the thing where it tells you now we're running in the Andes Mountains? So, and it shows you on screen. It kind of simulates the sort of terrain.
Yeah,
over there.
There's a free run mode too, where you can go and you choose where you want to go in the world. And there's like hundreds of videos of like running through San Francisco, and like it's running through the streets. And then the terrain changes as you're like going through stuff.
Tim, I haven't got to
jump
over.
You have to jump right now. There's a needle on the ground, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like, a pile of human shit. Look out.
It's kind of like a Disneyland ride where you run through the different districts and the different scents are pumped in. It's pretty insane. What's up, Kev?
Can you fit a double gulp in this cup holder, or is this one of them normal size cup holders?
Oh, it's a big old cup holder.
Yeah?
You can fit a lot in there.
Get the fuck out. All right, that's pretty cool.
As you can see, there's two of them. There's two of them.
Why would you need two?
Two LaCroix.
Go hard.
Don't ask stupid questions.
Wait, so have you been doing this?
So I've been doing it. And I want to be completely honest and frank with everybody here. Uh-huh. I've now done it 2 days.
Okay.
So it's not like this is like some crazy thing. But G was like, just do the walking program.
Yeah.
And just walk for 20 minutes. And I'm like, I could do that. I was like, there's no way I can run. There's no way I can run a mile. There's no way I can do all this stuff. No. Like, I need to ease into this. And she's like, that's totally fine. Just as long as you're being active. And I'm like, I'm going to try it. Like, that's going to be great. The walking one, walking's not what it sounds like. Walking's not what I thought it was. Walking's in fucking tents. Walking gets up there. It's like, they take power walking. I'm like, motherfucker, this is at least a jog, if not run. And I'm like, it's a lot of the 20 minutes. I'd say like 10 of the minutes. I'm at like speed 6+, which is I'm like,
oh, that's a run right there. That's
I'm like trying to get a bus type shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, this is a great run.
You're for the
and I made it about 10 minutes through yesterday before it like I hit a wall where I'm like, I'm gonna die. My legs are jello, and this is just the worst thing ever. But I was like, I need to push through. And so I pushed through and it hurt a lot. And then today I was like, I might just do a 10-minute class because 20 was too much. And I was like, you know what? No, fuck. I'm gonna do 20 because if I keep doing 20 all week, maybe next week. The 20 won't be that bad. Hmm. I did the 20. And like, this isn't an interesting conversation. I just want to let you guys know I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the story? Because here's what always happens when I run is I feel fine the next day. It's the day after that day, the second day, where the soreness really sets in and I can't sit down. Like without having – you hit that threshold where you're like, I'm fine. And then there's that last 20% between butt and cushion where it just gives out. Your legs just give out on you and you drop.
Sure.
That's why I don't run. I hate running.
Tim, I have a two-part question.
Go for it. What's part one?
First part, do you think you can continue this more long-term? And second part, if you can I convince you to put a Nest camera in the garage and you can clip out those 20 to 40 minutes every day and then you just make a video of you running and losing weight?
So
over the span of 6 months.
I'm hoping to keep it up. And like with there's like you get achievements if you do it multiple days in a row, little trophy things pop. And I'm like, well, that's a fun thing. I got a platinum this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
But then, yeah, to answer your question for number two, no way in hell.
It'd be so cool.
Kevin, here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. We get a side view. We get a big ass green screen behind him.
Oh, I got a guy in the garage that can get you that sort of shot.
And then we put him in some sort of side scroller, right? Either a side scroller or if it's from the back to the front view, Sonic Adventure sort of game. You know what I mean? Back to the front view. Mm-hmm. He's running through. Follow me. Anyway,
I like it a lot.
It's hard for me to concentrate right now because Barrett's having some issues with this Photoshop thing, and I'm communicating with him about it.
You're alone right now?
I'm alone right now in the garage when I'm doing this on the Peloton, right? And I'm still embarrassed for myself. Like, I'm still embarrassed of everyone that can see me, and no one can see me.
Yeah, sure.
But it's just like, it is like, I'm like, this is a sad fucking sight, but I'm pushing myself.
That's what you gotta do, dude.
These women are just like, okay, now get your hands moving. All right. We want north to south. We don't want no east to west. And I'm like, all right, that wasn't in the plan anyways.
You're not running like this.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's kind of weird. But there's like, you get to choose. There's a whole bunch of instructors. So, like, again, I'm saying all this as if like I'm a seasoned pro. I'm not. Sure. I only did it 2 times. But in those 2 times, I kind of had to do some previews and see what was going on. It's a pretty cool system they got going on. It definitely incentivizes you to want to do this hellish activity, but we'll see how this goes. Check in with me in a week.
I was gonna say, yeah, so like, what are you trying to commit to? Like, are you trying to do it every day? You're trying to do it every other day?
I'm trying to commit to doing it every day.
Okay,
whether that means 20 minutes a day, which is like my goal right now. I want to do 20 minutes a day at least for this week and see where I'm at. I might end up alternating 20 and 10 because the 20 is a lot for me right now. But then hopefully one day maybe I'm getting up to 30 or something. Like Gia goes 45 like every day. And I'm like, that's insane. And she's running.
Yeah,
she's
her little legs
are just like going.
I got to assume, Tim, that like the class portion of it is really, really focused, right? Like when, like these people know when to speed up and when to slow down because that, you know, that helps with, you know, the metabolism and all that shit. When I would go, I had no guidance. So I would jog for 20, walk for about 15 to 20, and then jog again for 20. I would throw some sprints in there every once in a while, just kind of like manually upping the speed and stuff. I know that I wasn't doing it the right way. I know that like if somebody were to see the method behind it all, they'd be like, no, that's not doing anything for you. What you need to do is have high sprints here or slow walks here or whatever, and kind of because I know muscle confusion is something that always gets brought up in fitness, right? Like you don't want to get stagnant or else other muscle groups will just kind of like get bored of what they're doing. And Nick could probably speak more to this. I don't know.
Well, that was always the hardest thing with me when it comes to running, right? Is that a lot of people think, oh, I want to get fit, so I'm going to start running, as if running is an easy activity that doesn't require you to like actually train your muscles to be able to do it. And I think this is the problem I run into every single time I think I'm going to go for a jog, is that I think just because I'm able to do, you know, a different exercise, whether it be weight train or like roll or whatever, that does not necessarily equate to me being able to run down like, up a hill for 20 minutes without feeling like physically like my legs are going to explode. And so that's the thing, Tim. I think you're starting off on the right basis, which is start with 10 minutes, get your muscles up there. If you're sore, make sure you're stretching. If I'm sure Gia has a plethora of foam rollers, and or if you get a massage gun, get a TheraGun, those are great. Yeah, massage guns, right? Yeah. That's great for breaking up that lactic acid in the muscles and getting those muscles nice and smoothed out for you, so you can run again the next day.
I'm worried about my lactic acid.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have the massage gun over here, and if you hit the spot just right on me, I will lactate. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. But that's always been my uphill battle, no pun intended, with running, is that it just doesn't feel good. And so I start dreading it after a time, and then I go, I'm not doing this. That's why I like things like weight training and jiu-jitsu, because jiu-jitsu for me it's fun because I can see progression. I get to hang out with people. I have people who can teach me, and it's going to be a good workout no matter what, because even if I'm deciding to be a little bit lazy, I'm still getting destroyed for 30 minutes. And if my instructor sees it, he'll go, hey, guess what? Now we're doing burpees or whatever. So I don't know. I've always gravitated towards stuff that, like, as physical exercises that I actually enjoy, or at least can derive some enjoyment from.
Yeah,
I miss getting sweaty. I miss playing basketball. Like, it's just a thing that I'm unable to do now, and it really fucking bums me out that I can't even play basketball, like a sport that I would play all of the fucking time if I could. You know, like when I lived back in Austin, it was a daily thing, and meeting friends at the court and, you know, exchanging numbers and, you know, oh, you're gonna be here tomorrow, all right, sweet. And you show up the next day and you get a really good workout in, and you'd know if you're gonna defend this person, they're gonna fucking wear your ass down because of just how athletic they are. And I just miss all that, dude. Like, I don't know when the next time I'll be able to shoot a basketball again, because all the public parks have all their rims either taken down or they are boarded up that you just don't even try to play there. It just fucking sucks, dude. It's like the only thing that I loved doing that was an exercise. And, you know, I started resorting to, you know, running on treadmills a year ago today when I was starting to hit the gym. And then I came back from New Year's Eve and it's like, oh, I'm back in San Francisco, back to the gym. And then, you know, Corona hit and my whole gym just kind of went down. It just sucks, yeah, dude.
The great thing about what Tim's got going on, though, is that, you know, the thing that I have a difficulty with is when I'm outside, like going for like harder walks or urban hikes or whatever you want to call them, is that I hate wearing the masks, and I wear them all the time. Oh, yeah. I think safety first, but I cannot stand the feeling of like cloth over my face, because it just brings up all these memories of when I first started doing jiu-jitsu, and like imagine someone's thick sweaty gi draped over your face as you're trying to get out from like a horrible position where you can't breathe. And so that always brings up those feelings for me. But I think it's great that you have it at your house, so you take it off, wear whatever you want to wear, maybe get a little like fan on you or whatever, and just breathe well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, I mean, it's all about having a routine. And I think if you can make the routine as easy and as enjoyable as possible, you're in a good way, right? Like before all this went down, I was going to the gym, right? I had done a gym membership, and I was enjoying, it's similar to what you're talking about. Like, I hate running. Like, I just, if running is going to be the exercise, it's not going to stick for me, right? But I found that I really love that Stairmaster. And so I was doing 45 minutes on the Stairmaster every other day, right? And I was sticking to it. I was doing really well. And then, yeah, COVID hit. So I moved over to doing the Supernatural VR thing. And I really do enjoy that, but it's the problem in just that wears me down about everything with COVID of, cool, I want to do that, which means I got to push the dining room table over there and push the chairs out of the way. And even then, I'm still going to clip something. I don't have the open space for, and like, these are all such minuscule excuses, but when you wake up and you're tired that one day, I would do it so consistently so well, and then it would just be one day where I stayed up late playing a video game, and I was like, because that's more important to me, and then I'd wake up and I didn't, and then you look and I haven't done it in like 2 months or whatever. Like, you just fall out of the rhythm and it's over.
This is why I have to build things around me that can hold me accountable. Like, I'll build relationships, or I'll look for people who can either mentor or coach me in these things. And I just, cause I'm not a person who self motivates to go out there and exercise. I just will not do it. And so, but I am someone that feels like if I'm letting you down, that's a worse feeling for me. So if I say, Andy, we're going to go work out, and we work on a consistent basis, and we start relying on each other, then that's a built-in accountability mechanism that I can basically have every week. So it's less about me, the I don't want to do that physical thing that's going to suck. It's more about, I don't want to let Andy down. So we're going to go hang out, and we'll just talk, and then we'll probably go for a run or whatever, or we'll spar in the park or whatever we're going to do. That was why it was always fun to do jiu-jitsu, because there's nothing more motivating than when a black belt texts you and go, how come you're not in class? And you go, oh, fuck, that's scary. All right, I'll come. I'm sorry. I'm coming right now.
I'm on my way.
Greg, I totally feel that, where it comes from the convenience aspect, right? Yeah. Like when we were at the studio all the time, I always had the standing desk up, and I loved when I could have the pull-up bar. Now, you and Tim, very, very tall, so I tried taking it down as much as I could, as much as I remembered to.
Wasn't a problem for me, Andy.
Yeah. But I brought it home, and my doorways don't allow it. They are the framing around the doorways is too thick, so the pull-up bar just doesn't function there. But when it was at the studio, and I'd see it, I'd go do 5 pull-ups and then get back to work, and then sure, I'd go to the kitchen, and then 2 hours later I'd do 10 more pull-ups or whatever. And I loved having it there just as a convenience. But I really, really wish I could have them here. Maybe I just need to find a different type of pull-up bar that can maybe fit on these door frames. But I know if I had it here, I would use it several times a day. It's just not there. And the idea that the same with my weights. I have my little stupid ass dumbbells underneath my TV thing here or whatever. And when they're out of sight, they're out of mind. Like they're just not they're not in my, you know, in my daily routine, unless I happen to leave them on the floor. I'm like, oh, dumbbells. Let me do a couple of curls. Maybe do a couple of these, do a little couple push-ups with them. But when they're gone, they're gone. I forget that they're there. And then I just end up sitting down for fucking 18 hours in a day.
That's one of the cool things about this Peloton thing, too, that I haven't gotten to this part and may never. But there's also like classes for weight training stuff. And it's like you buy just a certain amount of like key weights and then you can do it standing on the treadmill and just doing it, or standing next to the treadmill. Or you can just use anything, any internet, any app or whatever, and just watch the classes and stuff. But just having someone tell me what to do that isn't real, that I don't actually need to interact with, and they're not judging me physically, I'm like, all right, I can.
Oh, a bit more. Tim, so the teacher can't see you?
No, there's no camera on it.
Oh, okay.
They see your stats, though, right?
They see your stats. Yeah, like, yeah. They see if you...
And your name, right?
If you're slowing down, if you're not speeding up, if you're
exactly,
not...
Exactly,
it.
And it's like, there's a lot of things where they'll be like, and I'm still learning all this shit, but it's like, there's like base pace, and then there's like brisk pace, and then there's all out. And it's like, they'll be like, I'm at a six, and it's my all out or whatever, but like if you're a little taller, maybe you should go higher or whatever. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers crazy. But I think I just need to kind of learn the language a little bit, because right now it's a little overwhelming for me, where there's like a lot of commands happening, like all right, cool, do this now, do this now, do this, but it's also keeping me engaged in a way that I'm not focusing on the fact that I hate myself.
Tim, how's the audio? Is it fucking headphones?
Awesome. No, it's like dope ass speakers from the TV.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you don't need Bluetooth, but can you do Bluetooth headphones?
I mean, yeah, you can connect your Spotify, you can connect things, and if you wanted headphones, you could, but yeah, it's pretty cool and versatile. Like I'm stoked about the functionality of it. And like what Nick was saying about the accountability and all that, we'll see how long this lasts for me. But like even today, it was like I wanted to do it because Gia told me to. Mm-hmm. And it was like today I did it without her even telling me to. I was like, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it.
Just get her off my back.
What I'm hoping to do is maybe we set up a Patreon and third Patreon. Oh, yeah, shit. We set up a third one. We buy out the bottom floor of this duplex, right? So the top floor we pay around 40-something hundred. Bottom floor is probably about the same because it's the same layout, same amount of rooms or whatever. But we buy the bottom floor and knock down all the walls. It's just one big empty room.
Love it.
And maybe
so wait, are you renting it? You're buying it? You're buying the whole thing?
Well, we can rent it or whatever, but we knock down all the walls.
You can't knock down walls if you rent. That's bad.
Well, you know, free
country. You lose a security deposit for sure.
First Amendment, Greg. And so we knock down all the walls. We get a couple of Pelotons in there. And I just invite people, right? We maybe sell out. We make a little gym here. You have to wear a mask. You have to show me.
But then you've just started a gym, and that's
you have to show me COVID tests. You have to show me STD reports, all that sort of stuff.
I will say this as the city official that I am, you're shut down. You're shut down already. I'm sorry.
Fuck. Already.
Sad, Andy, so, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Before it even got started. So
going to start a GoFundMe to, you know, make up
for
his fees.
The first hope was that we knock down the bottom floor and we knock down we knock down the actual floor that's here, making this a second floor, right? So it's just one big tall building as opposed to duplex style thing. We take out the actual floor.
Of what?
So that I could have an indoor basketball court.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, and so these ceilings are hella tall. I don't have to worry about the basketball. You know, I don't have that much arc. I'm not Derek Fisher out here, right? I have a normal
kind of
shot. Yeah. What's up, Kevin?
I got a sledgehammer. You say the word, and a crowbar, a very big crowbar. You say the word, and I'll start taking down whatever walls you point me in the direction.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. But I just don't have room for exercise equipment. I don't. Yeah. Backyard also belongs to whoever's probably going to move down there. So we have to share that. It's not like there's a big tarp there or anything that I could cover up an exercise thing. Well, maybe I can get a tarp.
Yeah, I can get you a tarp. You want to get a tarp?
But the amount that it rains here, Kevin, the amount of raccoons back here that are just bussing around back there.
That's really the problem.
That's part of the workout.
Yeah, you're running from them, right?
What you gotta do is you catch two, three of them, you starve them for a couple days,
oh, right? Okay.
And then you get in that cage with him, you start wrestling and just see what.
I'm thinking is I walk back there and I'm like, all right, y'all ready? And like they all come out, they're like, yeah, let's do this. And they're wearing their own gis and stuff. Yeah,
they're tying it out. When you see the guy who's wearing a belt that looks kind of gray because he's had it for so long that it went from black to gray, that's the guy that you don't fuck with. Someone else take him the first couple rounds, okay?
Great visual. That's awesome.
Dude, that's always the scariest when you see the guy guest instruct and you're like, you've been a black belt for like as long as I've been alive. And the strength when they put on like a collar choke is the scariest thing ever. Going back to Tim though, here's the big question I have for you, right? So we're talking about your fitness. I love this. I love that you're thinking about it. I'm super proud of you. What is the diet situation? What is your eating situation?
I love this and I love Tim too, but I also love our sponsor. This episode of the Kind of Funny Podcast is brought to you by youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays. That's right, matzo balls. We started another YouTube channel. If you didn't know, on January 4th, 2021, I wasn't prepared to say the full day, but I did. We did a 12-hour live stream announcing all our different things and different initiatives. And one of the things we announced is that we hired Snowbike Mike to be a full-time Kind of Funny employee. Of course, continue to host the XCast, but more importantly, for the everyday, host at least 2-hour live stream on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames right after Kind of Funny Games Daily. We said we'd be doing this, we'd stream this, and you were all very excited. And then you immediately said, where can we watch these archives? And we're like, they'll be on Twitch. Well, actually, we're going to have to take them down. And then you guys were like, well, where can you put them? We're like, I don't know, maybe we'll put them on Patreon. And you guys were like, that's not a good call. And then we were like, no, I guess you're not. That's not a good call. So we made a new YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays, and you will get each day's archive right there. All the time we've been doing this, they'll all be up. They're going up right now. I shouldn't say slowly. They're going up right now. There are a few up. There'll be more up. Now that Tim's off of this show, there's a bunch of different stuff happening. So like I said, youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays if you want to see our streams in their entireties over on the YouTube format rather than the twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. But remember, we still need you on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. So if you have Amazon Prime, you have a free subscription, go over there and give it to us. And if you don't have any money to give us, no big deal, but please go to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Click the follow button. It's free. And click the notification button. That's also free. And you'll know when we're live. But again, youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays. Go subscribe right now. All right, Tim, answer Nick's question.
The diet situation is I have Gia who
is cooking for you.
I mean, yeah, she cooks a lot. We order a lot. I mean, it's like any order we do is always has to get approved by the G Master, you know?
Now, are we drinking? Is that her name now? Are we snacking a lot?
I don't snack, so there's no snacking. There's definitely a lot of drinking. There's been less drinking recently because I am trying to do all this.
I would say if you wanted to, and I would be totally willing to do this with you, and I would be willing to give up alcohol for a whole month for you if you wanted to do this sober.
You would.
Totally. I would totally do that for you.
Tim, I say we go the opposite thing. We become drunks for a month. See how that works out for us.
See how it works out. I mean, who knows then?
You know what I mean? Like, because if you're too hungover, you can't eat. Right, guys?
I guess. Yeah, that is.
That's true. That logic actually checks out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my eating, I think, is fine. I don't eat too much food, and I would say majority of it's good. They're just, I still eat pizza. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm, like, the best eating person, but, like, Gia also won't let me get pizza all the time, so it's fine.
See, I would love to put you on. I would love to put you on a month meal plan and just see. Yeah, I would actually bet that if you worked out for a month versus you just did one of my meal plans for a month, you would lose more weight on just dieting.
I don't know, but if we're
talking about overall fitness, you still do have to do a lot. If you're talking about overall fitness, you want to be more healthy, so I totally understand that.
I think the running is going to help me the most, but we'll see.
I would say be careful. I mean, I don't know if you've weighed yourself. One of the things I will say about like when you first start working out, specifically running, be careful. You might gain weight, not fat. You'll gain muscle and it'll be discouraging because you'll be like, oh man, I haven't moved. My weight hasn't shifted because your body will do that thing where your muscles will start building in your legs and in your glutes and your back you'll start actually be able to go long enough, but then you step on the scale. I've had that happen a few times, specifically even when I lift, this happens all the time where I get discouraged because I'll go, I've been working out a lot, and then I'll put on 5 pounds and go, damn it. Like, I don't feel like I've made any progress. What's that?
You'll be pooping a lot too, Tim.
Oh, man. Yeah, Tim, you poop all the time.
Once you start exercising a lot, like, you're going to be pooping like crazy. And it's a good feeling because you know that, like, oh, my body's reacting in a positive way to this.
Get the fat out. The fat's going out the other end.
Knock out the fat. That's what George Foreman always said about shitting.
Mm-hmm.
Man, shout out to the George Foreman grill. Am I right?
Yeah. I just picture George Foreman on an infomercial like, are you shitting a lot? Knock out the fat.
So now my final question on this was there a turning point where like I just got to change it, or was it just like this has been going on a long time? Yeah,
that's it.
Okay,
Gia had it. She's like, cool, and it is. Also, I'm fat as fuck. Like that's also probably a motivation, but it wasn't like a turning point. So like I was like, oh man, this sucks. I guess I will say that if there was anything that I'm like, all right, now's probably a time I should like really start trying to bring things back to how they were, is that my fellow fat fuck friends around me that are like my same height, James Burke and Sean Finnegan, yeah, both of them have made a lot of progress towards reverting to what they used to be. And I'm like, all right, you know, I can't let them have anything to make fun of me for. I want to be able to make fun of them always.
Sure, sure.
That's a good, always that's a good motivator.
Yeah, I want the upper hand in every way.
But they're both single, so like they have way more motivation, you know? You're love, you're happy, you're going to eat.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
I want to have it all over them. You know what I mean? I can't let them have any.
You got some miles. That's true. They don't got theaters.
I mean, the thing is this, Tim. Your competition breeds excellence. This is your last hurdle. Once you get this, you're the triple crown winner at this point, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm looking at.
I think that's actually, crown. I mean, it's we're obviously teasing, but if that's a motivator for you, I say use it positively and get, and every time you think about listening to that inner voice that just says, dude, pizza, which I listen to once a week, think, what would Sean Finnegan do right now? And then after you stop laughing, because of course,
argue with Kevin about the moon.
I was going to say hiking, but that'll work too. Yeah, the moon argument. It's a classic Sean Finnegan tale. Then you get your ass on the treadmill and run.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. We're going to leave this with a question from Kenneth Fox, right? Oh, and worth pointing out too, I'm sorry, I almost forgot about this too, that not only did all the popular kind of funny people get stuff yesterday, I actually had something for James Burke that I gave to Tim as well yesterday, just in terms of like how diverse the selection of people who got goods were that weren't Nick.
Everyone that mattered got stuff.
Got it.
Exactly. Everybody who matters got stuff yesterday. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Fox says, with it being January, I'm looking to lose weight over the next few months. Any tips for staying on the straight and narrow? Like we're talking about this, how long convenience is the one that I brought up, right? And finding an exercise you actually like. Nick, I feel like you have, and I may be being a bit broad here, I think, and I've known you longer, I guess, than Andy, but I know that you've been, since I've known you, I've seen you go from being the large Nick Scarpino drinking, smoking, being crazy to being the more disciplined Nick Scarpino of, you know, working out, going to doing comedy and stuff, but like, you know, being committed to a workout regimen and looking and taking care of yourself. What tips do you have for Kenneth?
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was nice, by the way. Yeah. I would say that for me, environment matters. So if you've got people, like if you have roommates that just want to smoke and order pizza the entire time, that's going to be very difficult. So that's your first hurdle right there. If you are with a significant other, and I'm very fortunate in that a lot of the times me and D line up, we go, hey, we feel like we've gone a little crazy over the holidays. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to our meeting, our eating plan, right? And I don't think of it as a diet. I think of like, this is how we eat normally. The when we go crazy on pizza, or when I decide to go for my third box of See's candy over the holiday, that's an exception to the rule. That's not the rule. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So when I'm eating those foods, I don't feel like, oh, finally I'm back to eating normal. I go, oh, I've gone a little bit off the rails here. And I recognize that I'm doing it. And to be honest, unless you're trying to be, you know, a fitness model, or you're trying to be an athlete, I think that's just going to happen. And you should allow yourself some of those foods sometimes, because it's fun and it's cathartic, and then it'll reset and you get back to it. But you just have to make sure those intervals are not like, it's not 3 months of binging and going crazy and then 1 week of working out. It's the opposite.
Sure.
And that's how you should look at it. And then also, like, you know, I would not have been able to quit smoking if I was around a bunch of smokers, right? I will not have been able to quit eating if I was still living at my mom's house where there's just a crap ton of food. So just pay attention to who's in your environment and what their habits are, because you're probably going to pick up on those habits, unfortunately. And if you do have a significant other, I can stress, like, find a meal plan that works. I did this avocado diet, which I really, really worked. It was like a crazy, crazy, like, fasting / avocado and like vegetables and protein diet. Find something that you think would be work that you and your either a roommate or wife or husband or whatever can do together, and make that the thing you guys do together, because then it's fun. Then you, again, that's my accountability, right? I don't want to, I'm not going to go out there and have a slice of pizza because I got to cook for D later. That's my goal. It's like, I'm going to cook for my wife tonight. I'm going to bring home Brussels sprouts. I'm going to do something that's healthy because I don't want to let her down. And she doesn't, and vice versa. Andy from Kind of Funny.
I just want to point out that if I ever uttered the word avocado, Nick, you would eviscerate me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a dumb name. And yeah, it's not, I'm not proud of it. My buddy, here's, it was one of those things where my friend, who's a fellow comic, he did that picture, the picture, right? Where I was letting myself go a little bit. And then I saw a picture of him and he's like, I've been doing this diet for a month and look at this. And it was like the abs up or abs out shirt up picture. And I'm like, wow, you look great. I immediately reached out. What did you do? And he gave me the diet plan. He was like, here's what you got to do. And it works. You know, it really trimmed me down from it usually trims me down from about 195 to about 180. And I don't like to go above 183, 184, because that's when I start feeling like when I see myself on camera or I see myself on stage specifically, I don't like the way I look. And I don't, yeah, I just, that just bums me out mentally. So
it's a 21 day diet challenge. Now, Nick, do you have to, like, either you avocado or you avocado don't?
Great point.
When are they going to hire me, Greg? You know, I've been talking about avocado for fucking decades here now. When are they going to hire me for marketing, you know?
I have no fucking idea what avocado is. I thought it was a reference. I thought he was being cute and saying avocado funny, like in that free shavocado. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know where they got the name from. I haven't interfaced too much with the actual like people who sell this diet. It was just referred to me, and like I got the plan from my buddy. But it's heavily. It's heavily based around like good fats you get from avocado and olive oils and things like that. And
oh, so it is then. It is probably a reference to that thing, right? The joke.
I have to imagine so. Yeah. Okay. I don't have context for it, but yeah, I don't know if these people are being funny or not, but it works. It obviously, it introduced intermittent fasting to my life, which I thought was something that I just would never be into. But after your first 24-hour fast and you realize that you can go 24 hours without, you're fine. That helps to reset mentally, like your relationship with food, which I think is super important. And then, yeah, it just forces you to eat vegetables. And I'll tell you one thing right now, if you want to talk about the one thing I hate more than running, Greg, it's just eating vegetables for sustenance.
Sure.
What? Go F yourself, food. Like, who do you think you are?
You tell cucumbers. Them.
You know what I mean?
Cucumbers are great. Leave them out of it. Leave cucumbers out of it.
Oh, I love cucumbers. Are you kidding me?
Love a good cucumber.
I guess I'm the only person that doesn't like the cucumbers.
No, well, it's because I eat it like in a way that isn't super healthy, right? Like you get cucumbers, you pour a bunch of lemon juice all over
that's
it.
That's fine.
And then you put some trechas, like the little the hot chili powder sort of thing, but Mexican sort of style. Oh, it's so good, dude. If you've ever eaten that, it's like a great little snack to have.
That sounds super healthy, actually. That sounds really good.
It's so good. It's so
what about
good.
Just cucumber with like salt on it? You know, sea salt.
I like doing that too, Greg.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
I don't know how you can not like a cucumber. Here comes Tim. He's coming off the bench. What's wrong?
The cucumbers are the water of food, where it's just like they're just there.
Sounds great.
No, that's water. Celery. That's celery. You're thinking about celery.
Yeah.
But
cucumbers then, can be pickles if you try hard enough.
I like pickles, but it's just, yeah, like even with celery, it's like, I mean, I'd make a similar argument that it is like the water of food, but I feel like with what Andy's talking about, it's like, cool, I'm all about that because I do enjoy the texture and crunch of a cucumber. Yeah. To add stuff I actually want to taste on top of that, then I'm down for that. But
it's amazing.
Just a cucumber in a thing, it's like, you're just kind
of... I mean, I like cucumbers in salads as well, like a little bit of ranch on it, a little bit of carrot, a little
feta
bit
cheese.
Of spinach or whatever. One thing I will say, I want to pose a question, actually, because I grew up eating watermelon with... sprinkling vodka. Some salt on it. And then I think I was introduced to watermelon and sugar a lot later on in life. And I was like, really? I never knew that was a combination people ate. And they were like, what do you eat with? And I said, salt. And they were like, what? It's sugar in watermelon. What are you talking about? So like, what was your default growing up?
Watermelon.
Anything on watermelon. Yeah.
Yeah, just watermelon, straight up watermelon.
Really?
I love watermelon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the taste of it.
You never pour like a little bit of salt on it. Really?
I mean, cantaloupe, I've heard people do like cantaloupe with salt on top of it. That's a thing, right? Like prosciutto and cantaloupe. That's an Italian thing for sure.
Sure. It's really good too. That's really good.
I got to know I bet you chat's kind of going to ring up, talk about this. I'd like to see what they think because
both sound good. I just always had my watermelon plain. Grandma Miller was always like, you know, Jesus didn't have any salt for his watermelon. And I was like, that's a great point, Grandma Miller.
Great point, Grandma Miller. Thank you for the dynamite drop in.
you think Jesus ever had a watermelon? That's got to be hard to get.
I don't think regionally it was there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But he had like traders and stuff come through, right?
Are we just guessing, or like, are watermelons not found in the Middle East?
I mean, I'm 100% guessing that it's not like.
I'm looking into where
watermelons Jerusalem are growing a lot of watermelons. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm clearly not a botanist or a geographer guy or a fucking historian.
Yeah, I don't know what like climate watermelons grow best. Maybe they do grow well.
You look at that. I'm just gonna.
Hey, I think
Jesus.
I wrote it already, Greg.
Oh shit!
I wrote. Turkey, did Jesus have a watermelon? And the watermelon lesson, the Church of Jesus Christ is a whole thing. It was much too big and heavy for her to carry, and she could barely get her little arms around it. So
it's Dirty Dancing. It's the story of Dirty Dancing.
Exactly.
Create a watermelon.
It sounds like Jesus had some type of interaction with this.
Good. Because I was about to say, like, show me a person who's never had a watermelon. And I'll show you a person I don't want to be, you know?
Man, this is how you know you're a bad like Catholic. I'm sure I've heard that story before, and I'm sure people can be like, Nick, that's like the most popular story. I did not pay attention in church ever. In fact,
I paid attention but there's just so many stories about Jesus. There's so many issues that he was in, so many issues, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you got?
So I take it all back. This is actually just a woman from Texas that is using a watermelon to teach her children about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
So seems like
very different, yeah.
Very different.
Watermelon. So I'll show you a person I don't want to be. Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Never had a watermelon.
Yeah,
there we go. Well, we don't know that yet. I don't know. Okay, so no.
I'll take it as fact right now.
Hold on, so.
Like, you doing
also
research?
Never had a corn dog, you know what I mean? Oh, like, that sucks. He doesn't, probably that didn't suck. Eat macaroni and cheese the way we had it.
Oh, Joey said that G has never had a corn dog either.
What the fuck did I just?
Yeah.
I typed it. I was like, wait a minute. Am I crazy for remembering a watermelon story? Maybe Andy just inceptioned that in my brain. I type in watermelons and Catholics, and it goes to Catholics versus seedless watermelons. I don't know how you compare those two.
Because they can't reproduce, Nick, because they can't reproduce. You know, those Catholics, we get worked out.
No, Catholics, Kevin, Catholics can definitely reproduce, man.
Really? You all read it as like comparing. I read it as like they were warring factions.
Oh, no, I did too. Yeah, that's how I thought it.
That's wild. I'm so dumb.
Kevin, how many years ago did Jesus walk on the earth?
How many years ago? 2000 minus 50?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, no.
Looking here.
Minus.
I'm on ArabAmerica.com, and they have an article called "For the Love of Watermelon." That's going through.
Oh.
Watermelon is older than you think. Proof of the fruit's existence was discovered at a 5,000-year-old settlement in Libya in other historic sites, according to National Geographic. Seeds, as well as paintings of watermelons, also have been discovered in Egyptian tombs built more than 4,000 years ago, including King Tut's.
Huh. Yeah, but was it one of those things where, like, what we think of as a watermelon, like 2,000 years ago, looked completely different?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not like, you know, like
an old banana. They looked fucking weird. They like football shaped. Oh, it's like I was
thinking corn, right?
None of the stuff's where you think it's supposed to be. Oh, I
like an old corn, and they find corn, and you can use that to like murder people with. It's so like intense.
Kev, please bring up the video I sent you.
Hold on, sorry.
Cool as hell. Oh my god!
My parents have recently moved, and so they did the thing where my dad finally was like, "We're gonna ship you up the 6 boxes of crap that I've kept for you forever."
Yeah,
and I had my brother, of course, before he bought it. He brought him up to help us move, and he brought me the boxes. But before that, I had him like throw a bunch of shit out. But one of the things I found, a treasure trove of old Nick pictures and N-I-C-K pictures.
as well, I heard it that way to begin with. The second way is funnier.
Just clarifying, everyone. But one of the things I did find was I used to draw. I was so into Magnum PI's Ferrari.
Yeah.
And when I was in church, I would take the little collections. Greg, when you went to church, they have a little collections envelope. Remember those?
Oh yeah.
I used to take those and I used to just draw outlines of what I thought the Ferrari was like. And I found one of those in that box. I was like, whoa.
That's awesome. So Tim shared a video here that we're watching, and I didn't know where we were going with it, but it's clear now that it's a watermelon being sculpted into the face of Jesus. And once you get through the green rind to the flesh, it looks like it's actually the skinned face of Jesus. It's pretty fucking terrifying.
It's really terrifying.
Yeah. We gotta see it all the way through now.
Oh, they left the green band for like his headband. So I kind of forgot. I was wondering what they were doing with it.
Yeah, it's the crown of thorns there.
He
looks a little like Willie Nelson, though. I thought he had a little athletic sweatband.
Jesus does in real life, so it's fine.
There are a shocking amount of people that have shaved Jesus Christ into watermelons. If you just Google Jesus watermelon, there's like this version where it's like sculpting like a, you know, a 3D version of his head. But then there's a lot that are just more like 2D images on watermelons.
Are we just are we about to find out there's like a big watermelon sculpting like YouTube
world
that we didn't know about previously?
So what's happening right here? The beard looking real good.
Holy shit,
though,
we definitely are, Kev. Go back and click on their channel.
No, let's finish it. I gotta see how Jesus looks
really
at the end here.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Really good sculpture.
Oh, God. Now he's in the individual teeth. Yeah. Oh, my God.
This person really knows what they're doing.
A little bit of a tongue there.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're making the headband into something else.
Chronothorn.
So I'm looking at the channel right now.
That's it. It's done. Jesus fucking Christ. That's horrifying.
Nailed it, Greg. But the Valeriano Fatissa on YouTube, they just shave things into things. So we got watermelon carvings, we got coffee bean sculptures, we got some potato carvings, and then of course the classic pumpkin.
Oh, so they don't specialize in only watermelon.
It's just sculptures of any type. Pretty crazy stuff, guys.
Andy, this could be your future. This could be your quarantine habit for 2021.
That's maybe terrifying. We can grow into it. Yeah, maybe we can think of a new little hobby to create, Greg. I was doing a questionnaire the other day. This is a total non sequitur. I was doing a questionnaire the other day, and one of the questions was, if you could go back to any point in time in the past, where would you go? And obviously, we think of like the big moments. We think of, you know, Pangea, you know.
That's what I always think about, yeah.
Pangea.
I remember Pangea.
Yeah. But the thing that I always get curious about is, when did certain species of dogs kind of become what we know of them now?
Sure.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like, how long back do you have to go to find out that this is where the pug was a pug, right? And before then, there had never been a pug before.
This was a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy to me.
Now he's our king. Everybody, a moment of silence
the
for our
tongue, team. Dude. Look at the tongue.
He's an idiot. I love him so much.
Yeah, the idea of like the domestication of animals is the most fascinating thing ever. I have to imagine that early man who was able to domesticate dogs was just all Kevin. It was just every single one of them was a Kevin, and who was like, hey, wolf, get over here and get me a bone or some shit. And the ones that were like, wouldn't do it, he just didn't feed. And the ones that would kowtow to him, he's like, you're going to be my dog from now on.
Got it. Because I just think about what animals were they mating with to become smaller and smaller and smaller?
What other breeds of dogs?
Yeah,
you pick the small dogs.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, this one's smaller. Like, let's make the two dogs here. Let's make them have a kid. Also, Nick,
I'm
if
just
you
thinking,
don't
Kevin,
feed
here's,
a wolf,
here's what I'm thinking of.
He
here's
will
what I'm
you.
Thinking of. Like they finally had, you know, a couple of different breeds like banging or whatever. And then when one was born, they said, that doesn't look like anything we've ever seen. Like, mm-hmm. What is this? It's a corgi or whatever. That's a Pomeranian. That's right, whatever. Right. I'm just so fascinated that those things existed and these breeds weren't always just walking the earth. I think that's such a cool thing.
Well, Kevin, what's the term for it when you like it, not natural selection?
It's artificial selection, right? Well, artificial selection refers to like a hurricane
Science with Kev.
Yeah, it's basically gene splicing, but not you're not actually doing that. You're just picking the smallest of the dogs and like breeding them together to make a different dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not I keep the word eugenics keeps coming up in my brain, but that's
no,
not,
I mean, well that's what like happens what when you do that for humans.
Yeah, that's
right?
Humans.
And, like,
right?
That's bad. But yeah, that's you're just talking about selective breeding.
Yeah, I guess that's the term I'm looking for. Thank you. Yeah, selective mm-hmm. breeding. It's fascinating.
Well, it's weird when you. I mean, I got you know. I'm only really versed in dachshunds or whatever. But just you think of like the problem. You think about all these different breeds of dogs, and like Portillo, you know, his breed is made to go after badgers, not badger holes. Think about like how much of a problem badgers had to be that somebody was like, you know what, fuck this. I gotta give me a decade. I'm gonna have this solved. I'm gonna fucking make these dogs breed get longer and longer and fucking cure
bottles. Yeah, what I love about that though is that you know Portillo has a cause. He has a reason exist, like a thing that he's supposed to be doing. But like, there's other dogs. I'm like, what the hell's Moose supposed to be doing? I don't think he was made for anything.
Killing rats. You don't think he's supposed to be killing rats?
Hell no.
He's supposed to infiltrate the rats, then report back to the other puppet what they're doing so they can get in.
I'm a
He's going to leave the door unhooked.
Yeah. I'm a bigger version of you. I would love the idea, though, of like, you know, we got to get these badgers, right? And give me 10 years. We're going to create a new breed of dog to specifically attack them and their weaknesses. And then, like, they create a Portillo, and then the badgers just weren't an issue anymore. They're like, oh, fuck. We did all this work.
No, we got this guy.
It's not even a problem now. What do we do with this breed?
Let them solve these things now.
Make them smaller and dumber. All right. I can do that. Yeah.
Well, like, are there other dogs that are, like, made for specific reasons? Because it's like, okay. So many. You know, some of the bigger ones, like with the blind help and all that stuff, like those always seem to be specific types of dogs.
But I don't, labs, those are usually labs. That's just because it's a smart dog. I don't think they're bred for that specifically. You have like the border collies, all the like herding dogs. It's one of those things where it's crazy how effective that shit is. Because, you know, they're raised to help corral like smaller animals. And a lot of times if you get a border collie, it will just start corralling whatever's around. So it'll start just, my friend had chickens and it would wrangle them up and stuff. And it made like catching them really easy. And like, if you have got little toddlers running around, it'll just naturally want to like get in a circle and, you know, push them together.
Go buck wild.
It's like that beaver that we watched, Nick, on Internet Explorers. Where the guy had the pet beaver and it started making dams in his house. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I guess corgis are running after the sheep and stuff, biting their ankles.
Are you looking at the same Wikipedia I am? Where it's Welsh corgis have historically been used as herding dogs, specifically for cattle. They are the type of herding dog referred to as heelers, meaning that they would nip at the heels of larger animals to keep them on the move. So again, that's why they're so small, ready to go. Doesn't explain why they have such a fucking luscious ass, though. You know what I mean? How did that big boof? They got those fucking buns, huh?
Did Alfredo just get a baby corgi?
He did. He doesn't have it yet because it's too young. They have to wait till they're 10 weeks old.
Oh, I didn't know that was an actual corgi. I thought it was just some other dog.
Looks like a rat, you know what I mean? Wait, yeah, like it's a fucking dog
it's
right
a
now.
Baby, for God's sake.
It's a corgi. I think it's like 2 weeks old or something. Like it was late December that it was born.
Oh my god, little baby. Man,
it's adorable. I saw it, I was like, oh no, that's gonna be adorable. Oh,
no.
How can you
this
not?
This is gonna be a problem.
Do they
because this
it?
Is this is the issue. This is why I can't have dogs, right? It's because I'm not a great disciplinarian. So that unfortunate duty would fall to D, which would then mean she has not one but two things in the house running wild, doing whatever the hell they want, and really just not trying to take any accountability for the mess they make. But she's like, every time we talk about getting a dog, she's like, if we ever get a dog, you can't let the dog sleep on the bed. To which I reply time, absolutely. I'll wait for you to go out of town. Then the dog can sleep on the bed with me. And she's like, you're missing the point of the story.
I'm always hesitant about a dog sleeping on a bed just because of like the smells and the you know.
Look, it's oily.
It's just not the guys.
Dirtiness.
Furry and oily.
No, it's not bad at all. It's not bad. We let Cecil sleep on our bed, and it's he doesn't sleep the whole night. He only sleeps with us for like 40 minutes, then he'll get up and go to his bed. But like it's not bad at all.
Because here's what I'll say is just let me just play devil's advocate here, right?
Play devil's advocate, Andy.
Everybody always jumps down my ass and is like, why do you wear shoes inside of a house? That's fucking dirty and weird. But like a dog sleeping in your bed is cleaner, is fine.
No, they got dirty paws and dirty mouths and dirty butts. And they're going to sleep in the bed. They're going to get all their dirty
butts all
over your bed.
You clean the paws beforehand. When they come in from the outside, you say, come here.
That's too much work.
You grab a rag.
And you do it every time.
Too much work.
Can you clean Moose's paws after he goes outside?
No, Moose doesn't go outside of the real world, right? He goes to the backyard. Mostly. Yeah. Right, I mean, because Cecil goes outside to the backyard and it's like wet, like he gets mud on his feet, and I have to grab a rag.
That makes sense because
clean him down.
Wow,
I was gonna say wash him, but it didn't come out.
Oh, okay, I didn't know where that sentence was going.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense for Cecil, but I like to think like I'm a fan of short hair dogs, right? Like I obviously love the Boston Terriers, is one of my favorite dogs. And so I always think like when I go visit my sister-in-law, she has two of them. We just let them out, let them back in. But they want to go out in and out so much that the idea of having to clean their paws every single time they go out to go play is just overwhelming. So that's why I always think about the idea of like what's going on. But also, like, I don't give a shit because once they're there, I'm like, yeah, climb on top of me. Let's go. Like, let's snuggle. come on. Dogs are the best. They're the best.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's just no, in my opinion, there's no defense of it. No, it is nasty. Like, no matter how clean it is, it's not that clean. But I mean, so is, you know, Gia has a butthole too. You know what I mean? But I sleep next to
and you let her. Yeah, you let her sleep next to you.
Yeah, she probably cleans it a little bit better though than Moose. Probably
just no, they wipe down. They don't. You guys hose down Moose's butthole all the time.
I mean, yeah, we actually.
I mean, that's right. Yeah. That's what you do.
One of you holds in, one of them sprays the full pressure nozzle.
That's 100% what they do. I've seen it.
It's shocking but exhilarating.
Yeah, I'm just used to it. It's so funny because like we had him since he was little, so it's like things that we did with him.
It's huge now.
He's just, I know, exactly. He's so big now. But he, I mean, to be fair, he went from 2 pounds to 5 pounds. Like that's pretty big increase.
That's impressive growth.
Yeah.
Good structure.
Like, certain things we would do with him when he was little that like he's just so numb to now that he's like, oh, I guess this is normal. But like us cleaning his butt, he's just like, yeah, he never even freaks out. The water hits him, he's just like, all right, this is happening. But then like the way if he's acting out, I just pick him up and I just hold him up and he shuts the fuck up and he just kind of chills. And nice. It's just because we like Andy's seen it. Kevin's seen it.
I've done it to him. I've done it to him.
Yeah. He just like, chills.
I went to Tim's to watch a movie one time, like back when I don't know what movie it was. But yeah, if he starts to get yappy and he starts to get bitey and he's like going after my hands or going after, you know, the cufflinks on my hoodie or whatever, trying to bite that cloth or whatever, just pick him up and he just kind of like.
Goes daddy.
Like he took a drug, like a drug or something.
I mean, think about this. Think about if something like 10 times your size just picked you up. You'd be like, well, my options, touche. You know what I mean? That's the queen's gambit right there.
That's the queen's gambit. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Podcast. Remember that each and every week, four, sometimes five, best friends gather around these microphones. I have official confirmation that, yes, WWE superstar Xavier Woods is joining us for the Kind of Funny Podcast, the second one of the week. That's recording on Thursday. You can go to patreon.com. Isn't that right? Yeah, Thursdays, right? I got that right? Feels weird. It's right, though. Thursday, right?
It goes live Friday.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can watch live. Of course, you can get the show ad-free there. Of course, you can get it with the exclusive post-show we're about to do right now. So head on over there and do it. However, if you don't want to spend any bucks on us, we totally understand. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get two brand new spanking episodes that, of course, have ads and no post-show, but it's still a pretty good deal. Until next time, we got a post-show to do. It's been our pleasure to serve you.